Welcome, everyone, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com this glorious Monday, October 7th, 2019. 10 years and going strong for Dr. Carolyn Dean on AchieveRadio.com, everybody. I think that requires a little bit of a celebration, and we will in just a minute. In case you don't know, this is Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty, and I'll be your host for these next 2 hours, along with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, and we are going to trip the light fantastic, and we are going to be effervescent in our enthusiasm and our presentation for the glories of the human body, the mind, and the spirit, and what that great three-in-one can do when it is properly fueled with good nutrition and outstanding biological components like the formulas that Dr. Carolyn Dean has created, and also many other things that she's evaluated, because let me tell you, this is not a one-trick pony, people. No, no, no. For our first-time listeners, you will be absolutely amazed at the scope and the height and the breadth and the depth and the width of Carolyn's medical experience, her knowledge. She's not only has she studied so much, she is, of course, a medical doctor and a naturopath. She's been in this world for many years. She is a nationally and internationally recognized leader as a figure in the health freedom movement. She is nationally and internationally recognized author of many, many life-changing books, including The Magnesium Miracle, the one that's beloved to so many. And she's also her own little human experiment lab. Her experience, I think, what is that, N equals zero or something like that. I can't remember. She'll tell us. What that means is when you actually just prove your own theories and your own hypothesis on yourself, and she has experimented on herself in so many ways, using so many different modalities over the course of 30, 40, 50 years. But you know what? All to our benefit, because she has got it down. I'm talking down. I'm talking downtown, down to the very basics of what's required at a cellular level to boost people into that level of health, vitality, and well-being that we know is our birthright. That's what we came here for, to experience ourselves as powerful, positive, healthy, joyful creators and people playing on the face of this earth. So we're going to talk about all that tonight. It is a two-hour live call-in radio show, which means you get to talk. We're not the only talkers, and so we want you to do the talking, too, by calling 602-666-6027. Get your hands raised by hitting star 5 on the keypad, and as Dr. Dean opens up the show and reflects and shares her remarks and we read our blog and our topic for the evening, we'll start to add live callers into the mix. Also, I want you to know that we have a chat line available for you and some of our wonderful, long-standing, tried-and-true, down-and-dirty, week-in-and-week-out listeners like Nancy and Sherry are all there already chiming, piping in, saying hello, and greeting one another and ourselves. Thank you so much for joining in. And also, one tremendous benefit that you will love about this radio show is there will be absolutely, positively, no commercial interruptions. No, we do not feel the need to do that. We don't want to do that. We just want to let the good times roll. So, before I bring Dr. Carolyn Dean on, let me just also say that, yes, she's a medical doctor, and I think I made my point, a darn good one, but she is not going to give medical advice on her radio show. Oh, no, no, people, that is not a good idea. But what she will do is she will tell you what she would do if she were in your shoes. And without any further ado, we bring her on to join us this evening, the delightful, the lovely, the delicious Dr. Carolyn Dean. Hello?
Hello, Ginny. Hello.
Oh, Carolyn.
Hey. Yes, Ginny, I'm not a one-trick pony. You have hit the nail on the head. That explains everything about my whole modus operandi. She is not a one-trick pony. I will accept that award because I am not a one-trick pony. I'm like a 50-year-old pony. Well, actually, more. Been doing this for 50 years, folks, and it gets better and better. It's amazing, actually. We're having so much fun. Ginny's getting fiercer. The fierce Ginny is coming to light. She's dragging me along, so I'm getting fiercer. Because we have so much to say, so much to tell people, so much to share. And nobody else is doing what we're doing, so we have to become the fierce ones that stand out right on the razor's edge. You know, we have to be real careful not to slice ourselves up, because we are on the razor's edge. We're pushing the envelope, pushing many envelopes, when we talk about magnesium being necessary to prevent 65 medical conditions. We're just slamming ourselves right in the face of the FDA, who says, well, nutrients can't cure disease. If you say a nutrient cures a disease, then that nutrient becomes a drug. But we are not saying magnesium cures a disease. We're saying that there are misdiagnoses of at least 65 conditions. Every time I do another interview or talk to people, they say, well, you haven't mentioned this. I don't really make a big deal, Ginny, about seizures in the 65 conditions. The seizures are under eclampsia and preeclampsia and childbirth, but yes, there are studies on seizures being related to magnesium deficiency. So yes, we are two fierce ladies here that are going to tell you the truth about your body and about how you can use nutrient building blocks to support the structure and function of every cell in your body, every one of your trillion or more cells. And the study that Jenny's referring to, N equals one, you are one. N is the number of participants in the study. You are your own study. So don't let anyone tell you that, oh, that's not scientific. You taking a REMAG and getting better, well, that doesn't mean anything because it's not a study. Well, that's not true. You are your own experiment. You're being experimented upon, and you are your own study.
Hey, Bob, I can hear the water.
Mute yourself, Bob. Okay, so what we're going to start with is the blog that Ginny puts out every Monday. You can follow along, because I'm not going to be able to read every word, but it's drcarolindeanlive.com. How to avoid calcification through proper supplementation, and we could add with magnesium. So what we found in the past, it's going on about 20 years now, with the huge promotion of calcium making it one of the most popular minerals, we're told to take increased amounts. Women are told you need 1,200, 1,500. Some people will be taking 2,000 to prevent osteoporosis. And also, doctors will say, well, it'll help muscle cramping. It'll help the pain you get from over-exercising. But that's not really true. What the studies are showing and what clinical N equals 1 experiments are showing is that people do much better with their leg cramps, muscle cramps, exercise with magnesium. People do much better with their bones with magnesium. Since calcium has been overprescribed, the incidence of osteoporosis has actually escalated. So the fact of the matter is that a balance of calcium and magnesium is really important. And we'll get to dosages, etc. Now, in terms of what happens when the body gets calcified, when the soft tissues build up calcium, because what happens is when you take food and drink that's fortified with calcium, so check your labels. When you take calcium supplements, only a very small percentage is absorbed, like 4 to 10%. The rest of that calcium can deposit or precipitate in soft tissues. And we know that from the research of Dr. Boland out of New Zealand. He's done like half a dozen studies showing that women, just because they take calcium supplements, are at a higher risk for heart disease. And what have we found in the past 20 years since we've been pushing calcium is a higher incidence of heart disease in women. And everybody says, oh, I wonder what's going on there. And I say it's the excess calcium and no magnesium to balance it out, to solubilize the calcium. So what's happened is a list of conditions. But first, let me also say that this high dosing of vitamin D is also adding to the problem. We got an email from a customer through customer service this week about a customer's husband who is on 60,000 IUs of calcium twice a month. And
what for?
Calcium, 60,000. Now, you know, you may say, well, if I'm recommending a maximum of 1,000 to 2,000, well, in a month, you're going to build up 60,000, but he's taking twice that. Plus, if you take that huge amount in one dose, that's going to overwhelm the body's ability to metabolize that vitamin D. And in the metabolic processing of vitamin D, you need magnesium. So you use up a ton of magnesium to deal with that 60,000 units. And also that 60,000 units is going to be totally synthetic. So it's not even going to last. Your vitamin D levels, you know, may get propped up for a short period of time, but it doesn't last because the body tries to get rid of foreign synthetic materials. So vitamin D is going to cause calcification either by the vitamin D action of pulling calcium into the body, but also cause calcification because it's diminishing our magnesium and the ability of magnesium to put that calcium in solution. Magnesium is there to pull the calcium into the bones and out of the soft tissue. So when you have calcification, you have heart disease. You've got atherosclerosis or arteriosclerosis. You have aortic and mitral valve stenosis where the calcium builds up around the valve opening. You have calcium building up in your carotid arteries that can lead to strokes. In your coronary arteries that can lead to heart attacks. In your renal or kidney arteries, which what happens there is your kidneys start to fail. You start to lower your glomerular filtration rate and put yourself in that crazy category of the various stages of renal or kidney failure. So any of the arteries in the body can be affected by this calcification. And as Ginny puts in this blog, heart disease is the leading cause of death for men and women. About 25% of all deaths, amounting to 610,000 people, die of heart disease in the U.S. every year. And I'm here to say that a good portion of that could be related to magnesium deficiency and this excess calcification. Now, how do they find out about calcification and how do they diagnose heart disease? Well, it used to be an angiogram where they would stick this wire from your groin up into your heart and release some dye and take x-ray pictures to see how tight your coronary arteries were, tight or clogged or blocked up. And they always called it fatty plaque, P-L-A-Q-U-E, clogging your arteries. But fatty plaque is not just cholesterol. I mean, this whole cholesterol myth that it's all about cholesterol, but it's also a lot of calcium and fiber and a clotting material. So what we think is happening, really, and I've written about this in the Magnesium Miracle, is areas of the blood vessels, especially at turns and corners and when another smaller blood vessel subdivides off, you can get an irritation, just an irritation from the vortexing of the blood moving through the blood vessels. That irritation can draw cholesterol in order to kind of band-aid it. And then that draws calcium. The area gets kind of clotty, and that's where the fibrin builds up. So, I mean, there's a mechanism that happens that's not just related to high cholesterol, but it's probably due to more due to the thickening of blood because people don't drink enough water. So wouldn't that be amazing if we could say that heart disease is just dehydration? That'd be very interesting. But now the coronary calcium scan has come to the fore, and that exposes the whole heart disease myth. Because if they're saying, your coronary arteries have a lot of calcium in them, you know, that's not good. There's a push-pull about this test because they have no drugs for dissolving calcium. Of course, we have our REMAG magnesium for dissolving calcium, but they don't have any drugs. And what they'll do if they see a high coronary calcium scan is they'll say, well, we know this puts you at risk for heart disease, so we better put you on a cholesterol statin drug, even though your cholesterol may not be high. And we better put you on a diabetic drug because that's going to happen as you develop more heart disease. And even though your blood pressure may just be slightly elevated, we'll put you on some blood pressure drugs. And that sets you up for all the problems of more magnesium deficiency and more heart disease. Endarterectomy, that's a name given for removing fatty plaque through an incision in the neck to clear the plaque from your carotid arteries to prevent stroke. So there's another area where calcium builds up, and they do see that on ultrasound. Kidney artery calcification, definitely that's happening, but they can't get to it. They can't cut into your kidney artery very easily. So they just kind of have to let that go, and it ends up causing hypertension and then various causes of kidney failure and that lowering of your filtration rate. Allopathic medicine says the most common causes of this low filtration rate are diabetes and high blood pressure. High blood pressure, that's the calcification diabetes. I mean, that's you being allowed to eat as much sugar as you want until you get so bad with your blood sugars you're given anti-diabetic drugs and insulin. So I'd rather people just stop taking sugar and simple carbs to prevent their diabetes and to save their kidneys. Allopathic medicine will say that in most cases you cannot improve the filtration number, your glomerular filtration rate. I say that's not true. I've written a big piece in the Magnesium Miracle about kidney disease, kidney health, dialysis, the fact that allopathic medicine will tell you over and over again if you have any sort of kidney disease, even like stage zero kidney disease, they'll tell you not to take magnesium because of some instances of giving people with kidney disease high intravenous magnesium and finding that it builds up in the blood. But even that has been disproven. I've written a report in the Magnesium Miracle about this. I don't know if I'll go into more detail. I think the best thing is for you to email into support@rnareset.com and ask for the kidney excerpt, which will tell you about the importance of magnesium in the kidneys. And in fact, actually, at the bottom of this blog, Ginny does quote one of our customers and her experience with REMAG and how it helped alleviate all the magnesium deficiency symptoms that kidney patients develop, and especially patients on kidney dialysis. The more you dialyze your kidneys, the less magnesium you have, and the more leg cramps, heart palpitations, and then the symptoms of heart disease that are very high in people with kidney disease. With calcification, there's also what's called calcinosis, which is the deposits of calcium in the lungs, kidneys, blood vessels, stomach. We've already talked about some of that. There's calcific tendinitis, and the most prominent one is in the rotator cuff. If you get tendinitis, you just have to assume that there's calcium there, and ultrasound can show that. And what you're going to do is put Remag lotion on that area several times a day. You're going to keep moving that area to move the calcium out. You do not put yourself in a sling and stop moving your shoulder. That just makes things worse. With calcification, there's also gallstones. There's hypoparathyroidism. I have a good section on that in my Magnesium Miracle. There's kidney stones. Kidney stones are really very well documented as being associated with magnesium deficiency. We talked about renal artery calcification. The one that frustrates me no end is DCIS. This is breast tissue calcification, misidentified as a cancer, but it is called a precancer. But when women hear the word cancer, they just freak out and they just go ahead and let doctors do surgery on this pre-disease, which is mainly just over-calcification. Fibromyalgia is definitely related to magnesium deficiency. Calcification occurs in the tight muscles that go into spasm, cause a lot of pain. And then there's bladder tissue and urethral tissue calcification. We've had customers who tell us they've gotten out of their adult diapers when they were taking their Remag liquid because it dissolved the calcification in their bladder and urethra and stopped them from having leaking urine. And then Ginny goes on with the block. Perhaps the single most significant reason calcium malabsorption is so common. I would say the reason calcium precipitation and buildup is so common today is due to a lack of picometer magnesium. Between the toxicity in foods, the engineering of grains, decline the quality of soil, and foods lower in magnesium than ever before, and many supplements not providing an absorbable form of magnesium. Factor that in with an increase in dairy consumption, and you've got the perfect storm. And then we provide the good news with our Picometer Magnesium Remag, and we advise people to take our Blue Ice Royal for their vitamin D, K2, and our Remite for the minerals that will also help balance out over-calcification. So the rest of the blog is about the kidney story. Go to drcarolindeanlive.com, and you can learn more about the kidney. And if that's not enough, you can email, as I said, support at rnareset.com for more about kidney disease and magnesium. Now, what I did this week was put out a blog that really flows nicely from this calcification topic. The blog would be at drcarolindean.com. It's called Midlife Magnesium for Women. And calcification became more important to me when I realized that women who simply take these supplements are at higher risk. And then my shock at this disseminated intraductal carcinoma in situ, DCIS. And what I did with this blog is I focused on midlife. I mean, I'm thinking of women 35 to 50. And here's how I begin. Think about it. You're in the age group where you're likely multitasking like crazy. You're working full-time. You're still taking care of teenage children. There's a misspelling there. And your husband. You're responsible for your ill and aging parents. You're making all the health care decisions in the family. And you can't even get your husband to wash the dishes. Okay, that may seem a bit harsh, but I've interviewed enough women over the past 40 years to know that what I'm saying is mostly true. Or if you're like me, you just do everything around the house so you don't have to spend time and energy trying to encourage the man of the house to do his share. What's the upshot of all this? Your health suffers and you envision things only getting worse. I have a name for what's going on. Total body meltdown. Losing sleep, 16-hour days, being responsible for too many people, no time to make meals, eating poorly on the run. So then I go into how that affects your adrenals, your thyroid, your digestion, your energy. And with women, the stress of pregnancy alone can create hypothyroidism. The stress of being up all night with young children depletes your adrenals. And then with your adrenal and thyroid hormones taxed to the max, early menopause is a common result. And then I continue with, to top it all off, you keep hearing about 50-year-old men falling dead of a heart attack and pray that doesn't happen to your husband. What can you do besides take out another life insurance policy? Well, it turns out there's a lot you can do, and it's not that difficult. It basically involves taking Remag for the magnesium, Remite for the multiple minerals, and possibly a few more of our dietary supplements to support the structure and function of your whole body. This is a blog you all have to read, and if you know anybody in their 40s and 50s, you have to send it on to them. This is so crucial. What I'm saying here is our customer base is 50s, 60s, 70s. We have to get to the people before they develop all the symptoms and side effects of these organs weakening, because we do have the solution with these nutrients. I go on to, you know, the various stages of health that, or ill health that I saw people going through from the beginning of my practice in 1979 to the point now where the layering of hypoglycemia and allergies and yeast overgrowth, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, hypothyroidism, adrenal fatigue has led to total body meltdown. I talk about the downward spiral that I've written about many times that really is a combination of yeast overgrowth, magnesium, and mineral deficiencies. Medicine says that total body meltdown is an autoimmune disease. And what did they treat it with? Cortisone, methotrexate, which is a cancer drug that I don't even know what it does to your body. It's such a toxic drug that if your body has any reserves at all, they mount against this drug, and then it makes a doctor think and makes you think for a short time that it worked and you're getting better. I instead talk about our amazing radish experiment where our RNA reset drops, the barley sprouts that are left over when they're dried, they create an incredible fertilizer that strengthens the plants that are grown with this fertilizer. And what I realized when we did the radish experiment, our experimental plot produced 85 pounds of beautiful radishes. The other non-fertilized plot produced only 3 pounds of radishes that passed inspection. So this is what I realized. Insects, worms, bacteria, and weeds are only programmed to attack weak, dying, or dead life forms. That's their prime directive, to take out the trash. Humans, animals, and plants are surrounded by similar invaders and only succumb when they are in a weakened state. The RNA reset MASH infused the radishes with life and energy and made them incompatible with the organisms that were looking to cull out the weak plant. So the RNA reset drops are what humans take, and the RNA reset MASH, which we call Mighty MASH, is what the plants take. So if it's a long blog. I've been writing longer blogs these days. So if you read this blog, as I said, you'll get a real understanding of why we got to the point of total body meltdown. The booklet I've written on that is called Total Body Meltdown and the 65 Reasons Why, the 65 conditions you can develop when you have magnesium deficiency. So I'll leave my introductory remarks there and go to Ginny and see what more we can cover. Let me just finish this up with the questions, Ginny. I think I did answer them. Yes, old plaque can be dissolved and arteriosclerosis can be reversed, in my opinion. Saul asks that, and the reason is you're going to be avoiding sugar so you don't build up glucose and triglycerides that can contribute to plaque. And you're going to be taking your REMAG and the other minerals, too, to help solubilize the calcium that's holding the plaque together. And that answers the first three questions. And someone is asking about a friend who has osteoporosis with breaking bones. Well, all we can say is we've had a number of people who are taking our REMAG and the REMITE and Restructure, and they're saying that their bones are getting stronger. And the best thing for your friend to do is to read the REMAG booklet and the REMITE Recalcia booklet at drcarolindeanlive.com under books. About calcium itself, you'll read in those booklets that I only recommend 600 milligrams of calcium a day. Most people can get that from their diet, and if you don't eat dairy, then add our Recalcia formula. And for people who are asking about other forms of magnesium, I really don't find that people can take enough of any of the other forms of magnesium without developing the laxative effect. If you take REMAG, you can take enough of it to get rid of your symptoms and not have the laxative effect. I think that's it, Ginny. If you want to let me know what else, what I've left out.
Okay, very good. Well, I think that was pretty comprehensive. I think that was a very, very good presentation of information, and I noticed that everybody is listening in rapt attention. We have so many callers on the line at 602-666-6027, and we're going to be taking your calls. So if you are interested in talking to Dr. Dean, you've got to hit *5 on your keypad to let me know you want to talk to her. Now, the other thing, Carolyn, is we've got a couple of questions on the board that are not really related to the topic, simply because you did such a smash-bang job of just saying everything. I mean, it was just fantastic.
Thank you. Yes, we can go to those questions. We're wide open. I'm perfectly happy to do that, Ginny.
Okay, so Mary typed in, and first of all, I have to say thank you to Nancy and Tamara and everybody, Belinda, everybody who's listening, Brenda. We had a terrible static in the line, but they reported it, and we got that cleared. But thanks, everybody, because it's clear on our end, and I would not have known that. So Mary also typed in, Carolyn, and said, what do you think of digestible liquid, 3 drops to 8 ounces in a glass of water of chlorine dioxide, commonly known as MMS? It claims to be an antibacterial.
Right. I mean, I try everything, Mary, and I tried it, and it just, if I recall, I think I was putting it in coconut juice. And it is a chlorine product, so it just made me sick to my stomach every time I drank coconut juice because it's so strong. I don't know. I mean, it didn't do a thing for me, and maybe that's because I didn't have anything for it to treat. Although I do know when I did my Pico Silver, I started to have yeast detox reactions. So I know the Pico Silver was going after my yeast, but the chlorine dioxide did not. I read the book on it. I hear the claims, and, you know, I don't recommend it because I personally think it's very strong, very powerful. I don't know if it's what it could throw off in the body, but some people in desperation will use things and get benefits. I just don't have enough experience with it, except my own experience.
Yeah, what would you use that for? Chlorine?
Eesh, moly.
No, it's been used for all kinds of infections. Chlorine will kill anything. So
yeah.
People are taking this by mouth and expecting something to happen.
Mm. Well, eesh, seems harsh.
Yeah, I mean, it's harsh. It's acting like a drug. It's what I say to people, even with the high-dose ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is synthetic. We've been doing, you know, the research we've been doing with the Whole C Reset, Chad found a very interesting article by someone about natural supplements and the importance of them. And within the article, it said that 90% of the ascorbic acid in the world is made at a lab. I'm trying to find the name of the company. It's made in a lab from some sort of corn product. Let me see if I can find that. So what we think we're taking as ascorbic acid is made by a process involving cornstarch and volatile acids.
Jeez.
So over 90% of ascorbic acid in the country is manufactured at a facility in Nutley, New Jersey, owned by Hoffman LaRoche, one of the world's biggest drug manufacturers. Here, their ascorbic acid is made from a process involving cornstarch and volatile acids. Most U.S. vitamin companies then buy the bulk ascorbic acid from this single facility. After that, marketing takes over. Each company makes its own labels, its own claims, and its own formulations, each one claiming to have the superior form of vitamin C, even though it all came from the same place, and it's really not vitamin C at all. Isn't that interesting? Actually, it's a wonderful article. I'm going to email it to Ginny to put on the chat. Because it's a really good overview of natural versus synthetic. Because the scientists like to say, well, you know, a molecule is a molecule. The chemical structure, if they both look the same, then they are the same. But what I know, and this article doesn't go into it, but natural products... natural molecules rotate one way, and synthetic molecules rotate the opposite way. So they're going to have a different look at your two hands. Your thumbs are not in the same position. If you have a receptor site that needs your right thumb to go in, your left thumb isn't going to fit. And what a mutual friend of ours told me the other day was, we've educated the sense out of people. Like, we put these facts and these statistics and these studies at the forefront. And a lot of it makes no common sense, but we don't even stop to think, oh, that doesn't make sense. And that's what we try to do here, is make sense of what's going on and just call out, you know, a foul as soon as we see it. So back to the chloride dioxide, MMS, it's a medicine. It's very strong. What does it kill? Does it kill everything? You want to research it and try it. I can't stop people, but because I tried it, but it didn't do a thing for me. But that's why I went into wanting to support the structure and function of the whole body, so your body didn't get to the point of needing a medicine and needing something so powerful. So, on we go to more chat or the phone.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Thank you. Elegant answer. Yeah, I'd never heard of it. Okay. Shaw typed in and said, I had a quick pre-employment physical today, and he couldn't seem to get an accurate blood pressure. The first reading was 167 over 147, and the last reading was 80 over 67. Any thoughts? Sounds like a broken cuff to me.
It
he also
like
took a urine
cuff.
And what did you say, Carolyn?
It sounds like a broken cuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. He also took a urine analysis, used colored strips, and said sugar and other levels were normal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonder the doctor even put the cuff on. Usually it's a technician in the hallway doing your blood pressure over your coat. Yeah, they've gotten so far away from proper medical and physical diagnosis. But yeah, that blood pressure cuff didn't work.
And then Susie wrote in, and we kind of solved this on the chat, but I want to just enter it into the record, Carolyn, because it happens quite a bit with our customers. She had a MAG-RBC test last week as part of her annual Medicare wellness visit, and the doctor's office told her that her labs were normal except magnesium, which was high at 7.3. But then we talked about it and on the chat, and she had forgotten to not fast her REMAG. I always say 12 to 24 hours because REMAG stays in the system so long. It's so well absorbed. So I think that probably explains her higher than usual score. Would you agree, Carolyn?
I would agree. And you really can hold on to the knowledge that if you had too much REMAG, you would have the laxative effect. And if you don't, then you don't have too much REMAG. If you still have magnesium deficiency symptoms, then you just keep taking your REMAG. And, yes, you have to do the 12 to 24 hours without REMAG. There's some labs that say stop it for a whole week, which is just crazy to me because I couldn't stop for more than a day because my magnesium deficiency symptoms would come back.
Right on. Yep, I agree. Yep, absolutely. Okay, 602-666-6027 is the number to call. I see lots of people on the phone, but no raised hands. Again, you've got to hit *5 on your keypad. *5 lets me know you have a question or comment. And I can put you on the line with Dr. Dean. If you don't raise your hand, I won't know you're here and you have something that you want to speak to her about.
Okay, so let's go to that amazing testimonial that we got the other day because I want to do a little rant on this. Okay, Ginny?
Okay. Yep.
Someone wrote in and said, my natural health professional recommended REMAG as I have a serious magnesium deficiency. My neighborhood contains a county sheriff's protected outdoor meth lab. One of the effects of meth is pulling magnesium from the body. I've now gone through 2 8-ounce bottles, taking quite a bit in one day with no negative effects. I'm free from muscle cramps, and I now test for not needing ubiquitol anymore. That's a type of bioflavin they must use for meth. So she says, win-win, thanks. Now, this just brought up all the things that we've been talking about where we don't tell people to get off drugs. I do want feedback from our customers that the meds they're taking, are they working better? Are they working at lesser doses? And this whole business about, I don't understand, is meth in the air that this woman was inhaling and she developed magnesium deficiency? It's just a very interesting testimonial. Maybe we should reach out to her and ask her more questions. But as I said, it brought up the question to me or the realization that, yeah, people can be exposed to a lot of medications, taking a lot of things. I mean, Melody Rose would attest to that you can be taking all these medications and be on our minerals and feel better and better each day. And if you don't need the drug, then you and your doctor can help you wean off the drug. And in the meantime, maybe the minerals are helping the medications work better. What do you think, Jenny? What's going on here?
Well, you know, as we saw at the NIH, I was just, you know, I still am so fascinated with all the research that was presented there. And when you look at the role of magnesium in the body at a cellular level and all the things that it's accomplishing, it's absolutely 100% believable and understood that your prescription drugs would work more effectively if you were saturated with magnesium. Now, you could also make the argument that, you know, if you were saturated with magnesium, some of the drugs you're taking you may not need anymore, and I understand that. But let's even talk about people who are, you know, in like a coping situation with, say, some kind of a body thing that is not going to go away. You know, whenever the body's under that kind of stress and then you're stressing it out additionally by giving it meds, to see what magnesium does at the cellular level and to see what it does in the mitochondria is so important. It just has to improve the performance of pharmaceutical drugs. It just has to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And of the nutrients.
Right. And even researchers don't know. I saw a little iPod, whatever, YouTube the other day, a very well-known researcher, and she was talking about the importance of magnesium in the mitochondria, and she said magnesium helps repair mitochondria, it helps create more mitochondria, but she did not even mention that magnesium is necessary for 6 of the 8 steps in the Krebs cycle to make energy, which is the main function of the mitochondria. So people they aren't getting it. They're not drilling deep enough into the, as you say, the amazingness of magnesium being important for 80% of known metabolic functions in the body and 1,000 enzyme systems. That's huge. And we know now from our work, you know, N equals tens of thousands of customers, that REMAG is the magnesium that is going to give you those wonderful benefits, those wonderful effects.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a couple phone calls. Let's go out to area code 909, the great state of California, 909. You're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question and comment.
Evelyn Harper, California.
Go ahead, Evelyn.
Well, you know, my daughter has been with you for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm 81 years old. I'm a retired LVN,
mm-hmm.
and when I was working, I worked for the state of California for 20 years. I didn't seem to have any health problems. When I retired, 10 years after I retired, I started having problems with high blood pressure. And I was prescribed two medications. One is lisinopril. The other one is amlodipine. And that seems to be controlling it. But I'm calling you because I've listened for the last 15, 20 minutes on the things that you're saying, and it's so interesting. I also take vitamin D3, 2,000 international units per day. Acetamizolamide, because I have glaucoma in left and right eye. And let's see. I'm listening to what you're saying there, and you're talking about meltdown, total body meltdown. That was very interesting. That was very interesting.
What I'm wondering, you know, from what little you've said, Evelyn, it's interesting you developed symptoms after you retired. I mean, it happens sometimes, you know, we get a lot of, you know, feedback, good feedback, confidence and everything in our work. But then when we retire, we have to find things to do. But anyway, the lisinopril, and let me look those up. Lisinopril, it's an angiotensin converting enzyme, treats high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. But I mean, that, I remember in the beginning when they came out with the ACE inhibitors, it started causing people a lot of headaches. I don't know if you get any side effects like that.
No, I don't.
And the amlodipine, what's that? Norvasc for hypertension.
Yes.
I don't know why they give people two and three blood pressure pills. But
I've been trying to figure that out.
Right. But, you know, what would be interesting, you just do the experiment. You know, we talk about the number of people in a study is N. Well, do an N equals one. So you're the one in the experiment. And see what the REMAG does for you. Get some REMAG liquid. Start to...
Mm-hmm. Rhonda is my daughter. She's on an 8-acre farm in Vermont. She sent me the REMAG, but I wanted to speak to you before I put it together with my medication. Would you suggest that I share the information with my doctor before I take it, or will it harm me if I take it?
Oh, there's no harm at all. It's supposed to be in our food, Evelyn, and it's not.
Okay.
It's like taking food. You could phone up the doctor's office and just tell the receptionist that you're going to start some magnesium and you just want that put on your chart.
Okay.
And as we were saying, you can take our minerals with any other drug. It's never going to be a problem. But what you will have to watch is your blood pressure is going to go down. And you might not need as much of the drugs, so you have to...
Hopefully.
Yeah, you have to be ready for weaning yourself from the drugs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what happens with magnesium, it relaxes muscles. It relaxes the smooth muscles lining the arteries. So when they relax, then you don't have the tension that will push the blood pressure up. Also, if blood pressure is related to the kidney calcification, the magnesium in REMAG is going to start dissolving calcification. And
oh, my gosh.
Kidneys, yes, yes. And same with cataracts, any area in the body that builds up calcium. And yes, you know, with age, we are going to become more calcified. You know, people get rich.
That's what my daughter was telling me.
Yeah. So if you're on the Internet, which you obviously are, you can go to the website and download, 12 or 13 free e-books. You can start with the one on REMAG, and just you'll be fascinated. I mean, what will happen because of your medical experience is you'll realize, oh, my gosh, I think that patient probably had magnesium deficiency. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
You will just be so stunned. And, you know, you sound really good, strong voice, healthy, no quavering. You know, you're going to feel better and better. You're going to feel like you're 60 again.
Yeah, I'm a country person. I was born and raised in the country. Never ate a lot of meat.
We'll be back.
Hold on just a second. Just hang on. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back at the beginning of the hour. Just hang right where you're at. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com.
Superhuman discarded things right now.
What city place?
We're well beyond the categories for men and women right now. And we're just superhuman discarded things right now.
Everybody, welcome back. Hour 2 live with Dr. Carolyn Dean, and we're on the line with our good friend Evelyn from California and our own brilliant Dr. Carolyn Dean. Take it away, ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
I'm Evelyn, also...
go ahead. Finish.
I'm also taking a statin. And I'm taking Q-Nol to offset that.
Oh, a ubiquitol type, Q-Nol.
Q-U-N-O-L.
Yeah, quinolone. Coenzyme Q10, right?
Yes, CO10, uh-huh.
What was your cholesterol number, Evelyn?
I don't know, but she thought that it was high enough.
Google my name and cholesterol and see what I have to say about that.
Am I Googling your name, Dean, and then MD?
We just put, Dr. Carolyn Dean and cholesterol and see what I have to say, because cholesterol is not the bad guy. And the statins, yes, they'll be causing, muscle cramps and weakness and all that sort of things. Unnecessary.
Is that true? That is something, because that describes exactly what I'm have a problem with occasionally.
Right. You see, in medicine now, doctors, they think everybody's going to die of heart disease because nothing seems to work. You know, the more drugs they give, the worse people get.
Yes.
What they're doing actually is giving people more magnesium deficiency.
So, oh, my gosh.
You know, somebody who has high blood pressure, they'll say, oh, well, just in case your cholesterol gets elevated. Well, your cholesterol will get elevated because you're on the blood pressure drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I've written about that a lot, Evelyn, where you go to the doctor and you're under stress, your blood pressure's up, they start giving you drugs, they're not working, they give you more. You come back in a few months, and all of a sudden your blood sugar's up and your cholesterol is up. And they get
correct.
Hurt. Yeah.
Can you tell me, I also have a problem of not being able to digest milk.
Uh-huh.
And I know milk and yeast go into bread.
Right.
And when I eat bread, I have to take a capsule that will replace the enzyme in my stomach. Does that sound correct to you?
Well, what you're describing there, Evelyn, is yeast overgrowth in the intestines. The yeast will feed off the glucose molecules from bread.
Okay.
Feed off lactose, dairy sugar. So in the list of books at drcarolindeanlive.com is one on yeast. And that will be fascinating,
okay,
too, because my whole thesis is that people are deficient in magnesium and minerals, and they have yeast overgrowth from having taken antibiotics and eating a lot of sugar, and so the yeast just kind of take over and make your stomach all bloaty and gassy and everything.
Yes, yes it does.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, what are your thoughts on substitutes for bread like Mexican tortillas, pita bread, and Jewish unleavened bread?
You know what's good to do, Evelyn, is just stop all bread for 2 weeks.
Okay, let me write that down. Stop bread for 2 weeks. Stop.
Yeah.
Bread.
And then get a cornbread or a non-gluten bread and eat a lot of it and see if your symptoms come back. Do the experiment.
Okay. I will do that starting today. Today's Monday.
Well,
seven. Okay.
Right.
For 2 weeks, she said.
Yeah, she did. Okay, I'm going to leave. You've got so much to do now. I'm going to stop.
Okay, then. But I thank you very much for your information, and I'm looking at my bottle of Remag right now.
Yes.
And the magnesium miracle.
Yes, and you give that little bottle a little squeeze. That's your new best friend.
Okay. Well, is garlic okay? Can I eat garlic?
Garlic is very good for yeast. It'll kill yeast, so yeah,
okay.
Go for it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you, Rhonda, for sending along your delightful mother.
Rhonda loves you. She's been with you a long time.
So awesome. Okay, Evelyn, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, excellent. No, what a sweetheart, eh? That's
yeah.
Precious.
Yep.
Okay.
Farm girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Farm girl.
Yeah, they're very sweet. The great state of Pennsylvania and my old stomping grounds outside of Harrisburg. Area code 717-717. You're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean this evening. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
My name is Parvin.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Parvin,
yes.
Go ahead.
I have a lot of sicknesses. I emailed you in the afternoon. You wanted to answer me later. But what I am listening right now is about the thyroid and the REMAG. And I know you said a lot about that, but I had a thyroid cancer and is that the whole thyroid is out and I got radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am taking Synthroid 150 milligram,
mm-hmm.
and I take 5,000 vitamin D every day.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Nexium or Dexilon for my acid reflux. And I have also calcinosis on top of under the skin on top of my some fingers.
Wow.
That I don't know if it's from that because I have Renot.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately one of my index finger had to be amputated because was got some complication a few months ago.
Right. It's already a lot of things, but with the vitamin D, that's going to make you hold on to too much calcium. right away. Yeah. And, you know, for the fingers like that, when the calcium builds up, we tell people to get our Remag lotion and rub it into the hand several times a day. But what you'll have to do is read my booklet on the thyroid, read the booklet on the Remite, which is the minerals that support the thyroid. I know.
I already bought the Remag.
Oh, good.
And well, I am taking since 3 days. And the funny thing is that my acid reflux is gone.
Ah, very nice. Very good.
Yeah. Like every evening at 6 o'clock, I had to take my medication.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am not the burning is not coming, so I am not taking any.
That's very good, very good. The minerals for the thyroid, even though I know you said you had the surgery for the, take the thyroid out,
yes.
The minerals that would support, if there's any cells left to make thyroid hormone, is our Remite, R-E-M-Y-T-E.
No, I got radiation. It's all gone.
I know, but the thing about the thyroid minerals is these minerals also help the immune system, and they help the adrenals. They help the whole body. So
yeah.
I'm just saying that all the minerals can be important for you. But the first step is to maybe read the Remite book and balance that with the magnesium. But yes, and get the Remag lotion and put that on your hands. And what you can do is write everything down, send it into our customer service so we can make sure to give you support because you want to read about the vitamin D, how it's important to not take too much vitamin D because that uses up your Remag, it wastes your Remag, and it will pull too much calcium into your fingers.
So is enough half a teaspoon Remag in a 16 ounce of water that I drink every day?
Well, that's what you begin with. You know, quarter teaspoon, then up to a half. But for what you're describing, you probably need 2 teaspoons a day, but build up to that. But it's wonderful if only on a half a teaspoon your acid reflux is better. That's very, it's very promising that, you know, more and more things will get better. But
and the Remag and my Synthroid medication, they are okay?
Oh, yes, they're okay. As I said to Evelyn, the magnesium and Remag is like just taking food because we don't get it in our food anymore. But, you know, what I'm saying is I understand there's lots going on, and I want you to write us about that. Did you get the email to write? Support?
I sent an email before, but it was not exactly what I have. And Ginny gave me email back and said, we email you back. That's, I didn't write my medication and anything. I have inflammation sickness. I have.
I understand. Really, I don't want to give you toss up some advice. I want the whole picture. I'm starting you to, saying about the calcium. Let's do the Remag lotion. I personally would cut back on the vitamin D because that can be causing problems.
How much I should take?
None for a while.
None.
Personally, I wouldn't take any for a while. And you would Google my name and vitamin D and see what I say about it.
I read a lot about you, Dr. Dean, and I watch you on YouTube a lot. That's why I came across the Remag. And I really like to write everything to you. I am really going through a lot of things. I think I'm very healthy, but I am not.
Right.
I don't know, where should I email? The same.
Yes.
My problems.
Support@rnaereset.com. Jenny will get the email and she'll send it to me, and we'll support you. Okay.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. That I don't have any acid reflux right now give me a lot of relaxing. I appreciate it.
That's wonderful. It's a very good start. Very good.
Thank you, Dr. Dean.
The worst is over.
Thank you.
The worst is over. Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very sweet, very sweet. Okay, from the great country of Canada, area code 905, Mary, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and state your question or comment.
Okay, my name is Mary. Nice to talk to you, Dr. Dean. I had some blood work done back in June of 2019, and I had a lot of, I had thyroid antibodies, which was 368, and then I had thyroid peroxidase antibody of 27. My estrone is 116, and estradiol is less than 40. And then my progesterone is less than 0.5, and pre-testosterone was 2. I could go on and on because I have all my blood work results, but I find that I'm having a hard time losing weight. My vitamin D is low. I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I've gone from practitioner to practitioner. It's getting expensive, and everybody gives me all these supplements, and I just don't feel like I'm any better.
How old are you, Mary?
This started actually all of this at 49. I'm 51 right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're in total body meltdown, would you say?
Not total, but I, like, for example.
You want to prevent total body meltdown.
I absolutely do. I just don't feel like I'm myself. Let's just put it that way. I'm still very happy and stuff, but I just, there's something just not right.
Did you have children?
I do have children, yes.
How many?
2.
Okay. So, what have you read or heard about what I do with supporting the body with nutrients?
Well, I have gone on and looked at your Remag and Remite, so I read a little bit about that. I don't know if I'm deficient. I don't know. So I have been listening to you trying to figure it out.
Right. I know you're not saying total body meltdown, but the shortest book that sort of goes in a little more detail than what I've been talking about is the Total Body Meltdown and 65 Reasons Why. The blog that I partly read from today on my Dr. Carolyn Dean website. Let me remind myself what the name is. Women, Midlife Magnesium for Women. That might help describe what you're going through, because what you're doing, you're looking for a reason for why you feel so yucky.
Yes.
And nobody's giving you a reason. They're just doing the test and saying, well, this is bad, that's bad. And you're saying, well, why? Why? And what I've said in the blog is two children will give you low thyroid. That's just standard. And what you're saying with the thyroid antibodies is that's an autoimmune condition. The body's attacking itself, attacking the thyroid. I say that's due to yeast overgrowth.
Oh.
So there could be some yeast there. The books that you would look at after the Total Body Meltdown and the 65 Reasons, they're also at drcarolindeanlive.com. You would look at the thyroid book, And there's a REMAG book, there's a REMITE book, the REMITE formula. Nine of the minerals in REMITE support making normal thyroid hormones. We have people, last week a customer called in and she said her TSH was quite elevated. Her doctor told her to go on medication. She didn't. She went on REMITE. 3 months later, he tested. And he said, oh, the drugs are really working. And she said, well, you know, I didn't really take them. So we have a lot of experience with what the minerals can do. The reason why the minerals work so well is they're broken down into a picometer size. They're stabilized as ions of the minerals. So an ion of magnesium will just shoot right into the cells. It doesn't need any encouragement. So that's why the minerals work so well. So what I've got in the list of what happens to people, the downward spiral might help you understand, you know, where a child can be born with diaper rash. Well, that's yeast. The immunizations can add toxins, and then you can get ear infections and take antibiotics and get more yeast and develop allergies and get gas and bloating from soy formula. It just goes on. Eczemas and giving cortisone cream and asthma and giving drugs, annual flu vaccines and sweets and mercury dental fillings and it just goes on and on and on where these layers create, you know, finally kind of a breakdown. At one thing at a time, it seems like the body's coping, but then there will be this overload. And pregnancy can do that. Like I said, that's where the thyroid gets weakened. So just for you, reading this blog I think will help you get a sense of what I'm talking about, where it may seem just too basic or too simple, but we've proven it over and over again the past 10 years we've been doing this with the supplements, that giving the body the building blocks to support their hormones, the thyroid, the adrenals, and the sex hormones, that's what will kind of convince you that this is the right path to be on. You're being told now that your sex hormones are low. So what they're going to do, they're going to replace them. Thyroid is something that's going on there. They want to give you medications for that. That's not the way to deal with it. You know, that's end stage, you know, kind of covering up the problem.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Right. So we're giving the building blocks that are known to help the body sort out. I mean, our bodies are amazing. They're geniuses. And we should be listening to them as you are. And that's why you ended up here.
Okay, so I'm going to read that information. Are you suggesting like REMITE and REMAG?
I do, with the thyroid going on. Absolutely. Just start with those two. And we do have a Canadian distributor. Were you aware of that?
No.
Do you see the chat there? Ginny can put the name, Lorraine's name on the chat for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Dr. Dean. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mary. Bye-bye. Yay!
Okay, excellent. Oh, that was wonderful. Yes, lovely Lorraine, truehealthcanada.ca, and or shop.truehealthcanada.ca. Either one is a great way to get to her, and she has all the products on the website. Neat gal, really neat gal.
Yeah, actually, we had the interview with Lorraine a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, it's not so... People in her area can go and see her, but she's distributing all across Canada, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's very awesome. Yeah, and some people.
Yep. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think a couple people have gone to see her.
Oh, yes, yes. Wonderful. Can I do a couple of testimonials or
you
more
certainly may, absolutely. No, you
thank
may.
You. Actually, someone's just saying I'm taking Remite for my hypothyroid condition. Looking forward to buying your Remag 2 and Pico Silver. Enjoy reading your newsletter. Pass it on to friends. Everything you say is good and common sense. Too bad almost all allopathic doctors are so clueless. And she says other worse things about them. So, but, yes, that's someone who's working on her thyroid with the Remite. But Mary's talking about having thyroid antibodies attacking her thyroid. So that's where the yeast overgrowth is important. So Mary's going to be looking at the yeast book at drcaroldeanlive.com and Total Body Meltdown. Now, there was something that happened last week. I answer questions to health writers and journalists, and it was interesting. Someone wrote in and said they wanted me to look at a list of supplements that are highly rated online and wanted me to speak about them and their ability to help energy for women over 40. And hopefully I can quickly go through some of this. She put down iron, and I said iron works for energy only if someone is low in iron. Too much iron can cause iron overload syndrome and the opposite effect. You need iron with a history of heavy menstrual flow and a blood test for anemia. There's a product, the liposomal vitamin C, and I said, well, that's the latest fad. It's this particular one that was not natural or food-based and very expensive. It was just an ascorbic acid put in some sort of fatty base. And the bottle only contained 30 pills. And so if you were had to take two a day, that would only last for 2 weeks. Vitamin D3, they talk about that as being highly rated. I said, well, vitamin D requires magnesium for proper metabolism. This form of vitamin D is not a natural source like cod liver oil. It's made from lanolin washed from lamb's wool. And then she had a number of B-complex and B-vitamins. Yes, the B-vitamins are very important for energy, metabolism, the nervous system, but this is 100 milligram per each vitamin. It's a time-release product also, and it's totally synthetic. It's not methylated. It's not food-based and goes against the rule that I learned in my naturopathic training that time-released niacin, the vitamin B3, can become toxic to the liver. Also, the high-dose B6 at 100 milligrams can be toxic, producing sensory ataxia, areflexia, lack of reflexes, and impaired cutaneous sensation, and burning paresthesias. Uneducated manufacturers learn that B vitamins are good for energy, etc., so they think the more the better, but this is far from the truth. And the same with pantothenic acid. They have a high dose of that. Without the other Bs, I said this is a medicinal amount. It forces a reaction in the body using metabolic pathways that are pushed to the extreme and potentially causing problems because the end products of B5 metabolism will require other nutrients to try and restore balance. Vitamin B6, I already said, this is a dangerous supplement in high doses. And then she had some herbs. And I just said they have to be organic. And CoQ10, I said CoQ10 is a necessary cofactor in one of the 8 steps of the ATP energy-producing Krebs cycle. However, magnesium is required in 6 of those 8 steps. I only recommend CoQ10 for people taking statins because the drug destroys CoQ10. So that was me, you know, sort of shattering the belief of of these writers who think all these vitamins, you know, may be beneficial, and trying to, you know, poke through the PR propaganda that these companies put forth with their supplements. You'll see words like scientifically tested or pure, all kinds of words. They'll throw in the word science a lot. And then when you read the label, they're all synthetic. They're not methylated. They're not food-based in terms of the B vitamins, for example. And like I said earlier, with vitamin C, 90% is made from cornstarch and volatile those gases or acids. So it's just a chemical. Quite interesting. And the orthomolecular people believe that the ascorbic acid is just fine. But if Ginny put up that article on the natural versus synthetic vitamins, that writer really makes the case that vitamins are in a complex, the vitamin C complex, vitamin B complex. And when you isolate them and just call them chemicals or make them from coal tar or corn, they're no longer natural. They're no longer something that the body can represent as something that it wants to work with. So there you go, Jenny. I will yield the floor.
Very good. Okay. 602-666-6027 is the number to call if you'd like to talk to Dr. Dean this evening here in the U.S. Again, 602-666-6027. And when you get through, you've got to hit star 5 on the keypad. Star 5 is going to raise your hand in our studio and let me know you've got a question or comment. Otherwise, your phone will remain on mute, and we won't know that you want to chit-chat with us, and we certainly would love to talk to you. So no callers at this time, Carolyn. Well, I mean lots of people on the phone, but everybody's okay. Just enjoying the deep and abiding comfort of Carolyn's voice.
Yay. Okay, I had an interaction with a customer through our wonderful Julie in customer service, and I thought there were some points here. I'll try to dance through it. This person is 63 years old, been on the products for 5 months, 2 to 3 teaspoons REMAG, 1 to 2 teaspoons REMITE, RNA 1 dropper full, Realign 2 a day, drinking lemon water, not using the salt. She says due to stage 1 liver fibrosis. And I did talk about that recently, the whole business of non-alcoholic fatty liver, which is often due to too much sugar, especially fruit sugar. And she's drinking enough water, and she's saying she's using some of the yeast detox because she gets itchy eyes, ears, palate, mouth, vagina, and nose. And I talked about brain dropping or inserting picosilver into the orifices for yeast overgrowth. She has had a shoulder replacement in May, has IBS, Sjogren's, Hashimoto's, Meniere's, rheumatoid arthritis, and fibromyalgia. All of this is better since changing my diet and starting your products. Been off of methotrexate for 5 months, had bad flares the first few months, but now rare to have pain except her shoulder replacement pain. Had cancer of the vocal cords and melanoma in the last 5 years. So our customers have a lot going on. So then she went through her meds, and I said, you might not need as much as you go on. Sensitivity to foods that can be yeast overgrowth related. And then her questions were about digestive discomfort. And she wondered about the calcium in the super enzymes that I have recommended, but it's only 20 milligrams of calcium carbonate, and that's not much at all compared to the 600 milligrams of calcium we do need a day. She asked about am taking Antranax, which is our what I recommend for allergies. So it's interesting, someone who has like 7 or 8 major diagnoses, and in 5 months she's off some meds and feeling so much better. It's just very impressive. So I thanked her for that. Okay.
Hey, Carol.
Yes, Bob.
What if we had someone saying, "How dare you? You wasted my youth. You did not tell me about magnesium." What if we get that person? Wouldn't that be incredible?
Oh, my gosh.
Someone should reach out to her and give her the facts.
Yeah, poor Greta. My gosh, that poor girl. It'd be interesting to see what happens to her. Jenny, what are we going to do? I mean, Bob is right here. He knows there's a vacuum. He's going to jump in.
That's not good, Jenny. Yeah. When I see there's a vacuum,
get someone phoning in right away.
Bob's vacuuming? Is he vacuuming? Wow. No somebody's expensive. Actually calling already. The whole...
Okay.
Every single person rushed to their phones, Bob, to call in. So we'll start taking some more calls.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
That's right. Okay. Out to Iowa, area code 641. 641, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, Dr. Dean. This is Anita.
Okay.
Hold on. I am just curious. My husband and I are still struggling with, like, random leg cramps different nights.
And I'm getting the echo, too. Are you on speakerphone, Anita?
No, I'm actually on headset, so I'm going to take that out. Is that any better?
Oh, much better. Yeah, there's just some interference. So you and your husband are still having some leg cramps, you said.
We are still having random. I'm still getting an echo here. Yeah, we are still having some leg cramps.
How much Remag are you on?
I take 4 teaspoons a day, and he takes 2 a day. I finally had a stern talking to with him about water that he is not drinking.
Uh-huh.
And so the last 2 days, he drank 3 liters a day, and the leg cramps subsided for him.
Uh-huh. Right.
Except that he complained about having to go to the bathroom. But I said, that will get better. But then he said, so why do you still get them?
Right. Well, with women, Anita, it can be a little more some of the other minerals as well, and that's where we do, and you may already have the Remite.
I take 4 teaspoons of Remag and 2 teaspoons of Remite a day.
Okay, oh, good. And how long have you been taking the minerals?
It'll be 2 years in November, next month. And
wow.
I'm still having the heart racing episodes,
basically,
too. They still are coming up sometimes daily, but they never stick around very long, but it's just not steady. And so I feel like there's still something missing that I don't know what it might be.
Are you doing the realign with the taurine for the heart?
Yes.
And 2 a day?
I have increased to 2 a day,
Okay. Let me think. And you're drinking your water. How old are you, Anita?
63.
Okay. And what exercise do you get?
We walk fairly regularly, like a couple miles.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer. In the winter, I don't get as much.
Right.
And I do something called eccentrics, classical stretch.
Okay. What about potassium? Have you had blood tests to know what your potassium? The two next things are potassium and calcium. So with potassium, the blood test can sometimes show, but, you know, we tell people to do potassium broths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't go to the doctor, so.
Right. That's fine. I mean, you can look at the REMITE book, Anita, and get the potassium recipe. It's, you know, it's just a bunch of vegetables, but you can make a big batch of it and then freeze it. But you have to determine if it's potassium that you're low in. And then with the calcium, do you think you're getting your 600 milligrams a day?
Probably not. I don't do dairy. I can't do dairy. It makes me sick. Not stomach sick. Like, I get sick. I know.
Okay. So you might have to, and the REMITE book is also, we discussed the Recalcia. So you might have to take some Recalcia, but those are the two other minerals. Ginny, what am I leaving out?
No, I think that's right. What you always say is calcium, potassium, and magnesium in a tripod. So you've got to have them all in their appropriate ratio so that they'll stabilize and balance. And I know a lot of our people do discover that they are low in potassium just through their diet, and it's difficult to get it through a dietary supplement because the FDA won't let you make high-dose potassium anymore.
Yeah. And I have trouble, and I've made bone broth in the past, but I have trouble drinking more than just, I'm not thirsty, so just getting my 2 liters in every day is really a challenge. But
well,
drinking something in addition.
Well, no, just make the potassium broth part of your water liquid intake because there'll be enough minerals in there that you'll just substitute. Okay, Anita?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was expecting kind of a really, hopefully, quick healing with my heart. And now I'm going on 2 years, so it makes me like I go in and out of feeling, is there something more wrong that I don't know about?
Right. Well, do the experiment with the potassium and the calcium. And then, you know, get back to us. Maybe we will encourage you to go and have an appointment with the doctor if everything's clear there, the bloods, and, you know, maybe an electrocardiogram. Then the next step would be the total biology to find out what the message is. But if you haven't explored the potassium and the calcium, there's a good chance that's the problem.
Well, now, I have in the past. I bought Recalcia and tried it for a while, and I didn't feel better. I think I felt worse, so I stopped.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I did get a potassium, like, ionic kind of supplement, water.
Yeah.
And I was trying that, but I haven't been consistent with it, so...
Right. Well, what would you say the next step would be for you to go and get some blood tests and check with a doctor or to have a consult with Dr. Holt about your symptoms?
Yeah, I called him and talked with him, and the last time I talked with him, he, for some reason, said that it might not be the best time for me, that I should look at this. She talked about this, like, different phases of your year and how, you know about that? Anyway.
No, maybe Ginny does. You were still in the physical stage of what you were going through and he thought you weren't ready for the total biology?
No, he just said there's different times of the year that are better than others for healing things. It's called your yearly life cycle.
Oh, yeah.
And he told me to look that up and then decide if that was something that... Anyway, I don't know. It wasn't like, yes, let's do it. It was like, you should do it according to this life cycle thing.
Right.
So
what you've got, you've still got leg cramps. You've still got, is it heart racing or heart palpitations?
What's the difference?
When the heart races, it just goes fast. But palpitations are skip beats or thumps. You get a thump and then no beat for a second. So
I can have both. I can have both.
You can have both.
Okay. But not more so the racing, just the increased heartbeat.
Right. And do you equate it with anything in particular, like a stress or exercise or
It can be triggered by strange and rare things, like sometimes a violent sneeze will trigger it. I think that's very strange.
Triggered by what? I missed that.
A violent, like a really big sneeze. Sometimes it's positional, like if I bend over a certain way or...
Mm-hmm. Indicates the vasovagal response. I wonder if it's my new edition of AFib. I talk about the vasovagal response.
But if my heart is already racing and then I do that where you hold your nose and blow,
right?
That can make it worse.
The Valsalva maneuver, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And sometimes when it's racing, if I just bend over and relax, but completely over, like ragdoll, it'll stop, go back into rhythm.
Okay.
It's not 100% every time. And, you know, sometimes it's situational where I get nervous about something and it will kind of kick off.
Yeah, all right. That's interesting about the ragdoll. I mean, do you have any heartburn or reflux?
Not so much, no.
Right.
That's the other thing that can trigger it, though, is if my stomach gets too full, like after a meal where I probably ate a few more bites than I should have.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because it does sound like the... I don't know about related to the Valsalva maneuver, but... the vagus nerve that lies along the side of the heart and then the esophagus sounds like that's being triggered, but I don't know what more you can do about that than you're already doing with the REMAG to relax the autonomic nervous system.
Yeah,
it's a puzzle.
I don't think the doctors have any answers except, you know, medication. Which
Carolyn, remember when that you had somebody call in a while ago, and they were having something similar, and you suggested that they do massage, like they had a hiatal hernia, but not really, but there was some kind of like something in there. And you sent them to go out and get like a chiropractic massage and start working that area of all that connective tissue and breaking up whatever was going on there, which can also be induced by stress. At that time is what you said.
Right. I know. Good memory. Yes, there's if there is, like Ginny's saying, some tension or even scar tissue around that the vagus nerve on the side there, it can be triggered, but the other person might have had more of a hiatal hernia symptoms. You know what a hiatal hernia is, don't you, Anita?
Yeah, that thing doesn't stay shut, right?
Right, and when you say that after eating a big meal, you know, it can push up. But so where do I have that? In... Future Health Now Encyclopedia, I have a URL to YouTube, or just Google hiatus hernia massage and see if any of that makes sense. Or is there a chiropractor that you know of or that you see?
No.
Right.
I mean, I know of several, but I don't.
Right.
No.
Because, it's a possibility that if it's sort of anatomical and positional, that in the rag doll, those postures that you talked about, that, if there's an area around the diaphragms below the heart that is irritated or scarred or putting pressure up there, if it can be massaged down in a way, it might give you relief. But, I don't know. But it's an anatomical thing to look at, because you've obviously done so much already to treat the biochemistry.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, explore. I mean, if it's, let's look and see if there's any synchronicity here, that if you ask around for a chiropractor that works on the stomach, works on, I guess you could start with hiatus hernia and see if they can help you sort that out.
I haven't asked you that. That does energetic work like
right.
that.
Right. Okay.
So,
okay.
That would probably be good.
Right.
And I haven't seen him for a while.
Okay. So check that out, because as you say, and I'm agreeing, you've done so much already about that. So write into the customer service support at RNAReset.com and ask for the text about the vagal response in, I have it in the new atrial fibrillation book. I'll send it to Ginny. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, don't stop. Keep looking.
Okay. Well, I just sometimes I wonder, do I need more magnesium than 14 foods a day, or?
Well, no. I mean, you sound like four's enough. I didn't go above four, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Alrighty. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Carolyn, let's do a couple of follow-up questions. Mary, who called in earlier from Canada, she said, I forgot to ask Dr. Dean earlier why I'm so itchy all the time. Tiny bumps, eczema-like, are present last couple months. Any ideas?
Yeast.
Yeah, yeast overgrowth. Yeah, Mary, yeast overgrowth. I think when you get the yeast book and look at that, it'll make a lot of sense to you. That's very common. Heart typed in, H-A-R-T. What is the best advice for a horrible infection acquired from a hospital during a heart cath? Finally, after months of creams and antibiotics, they checked with a culture. They came back with a staph infection in a horrible deep wound. This I'm asking for a friend of mine.
Well, I don't know where it is or what, or heart, okay, chest, deep staph. Staphs are related to yeast, so all the antibiotics, there will be yeast overgrowth anyway. I mean, personally, if I could be applying poultices of clay and picosilver, I'd be taking oral picosilver. I'd go for the picosilver big time.
Okay, very good. So picosilver would be Dr. Dean's recommendation on how to deal with that. Okay, very good. Let's see if we can get in one more call before the end of the show, Carolyn. Right. Hello?
Yes. This is Mary. Thank you very much for having such resourceful information every week. It reminds me of what I've been doing last year's November. Thank you. Second, I have 2 points. Remag has helped me fall asleep now that I'm going through a stressful time. And 2 points, that's magic. I didn't feel drowsy or anything like that, but I just really liked that. Once I woke up, I had fallen asleep. So
Mary,
thank you.
I'm having a very hard time hearing you. It's very horribly hard.
Is this better?
I don't know. Say more. I wonder what's going on with our phones. That's a few people that have been warbly. I don't know if it's on our end. Go ahead,
I'll try and hope you can understand. The third point that I have is I think I have a yeast on my intestines because they make, like, bubble noises that at night they wake me up or in the morning as well.
Can't hear. I really can't hear you. So you're going to have to email into rnareset.com to ask your questions.
Last try. I took you off the audio, and I am speaking to the phone itself.
Okay, that's better.
Is that better?
Yes.
Great. I was describing that in my intestines, it feels like little bubbles, and I'm wondering if that's yeast. When I feel that, I take the picosilver, and then it goes away. But the next day, it comes back, and I wonder how much picosilver is okay to take.
Well, it's not about treating, the yeast with picosilver like it's a medicine. You would need to do the whole yeast detox, Mary, which you can find at our yeast book at drcarolindeanlive.com. It's very important to not feed the yeast. So, and you may be already on a yeast-free diet, but and it's a matter of rotating the different antifungals as well. So look at the book and see if that makes sense. And see if you can do a yeast detox that would be more appropriate. Okay?
Great. Thank you. The first two points that I made, you may have not heard.
First,
thank you for having your radio show every week because it refreshes what it is that I'm doing. And second, your REMAG, even when I take 2 teaspoons, I try to take the 4, but I don't finish all the water per day, so that's a REMITE, 2 teaspoons in that water. I was going to say something and I forgot. Yes, falling asleep through a stressful time that I'm going through has been super helpful because it has helped me to fall asleep. And it didn't numb me like Benadryl would have in the very past, but I realized once I woke up that I had fallen asleep. So I had to share that with my mother, who is overseas, and she's taking medication to fall asleep because she's frustrated that she cannot fall asleep, but it's giving her dizzy spells that she has to use a cane to walk with, and it was hurtful to see what these people have to go through to have a good night's sleep.
Right. Well, where's our distributor in Europe, Ginny? Slovakia? Ginny will come in a minute.
No problem. And actually, my mother lives in South America.
Oh, South America.
Okay, well, we're not in South America yet. We're getting there, but we're not there yet.
Right.
Now, granted, my mom is the type of person that... it's kind of like close-minded for natural things. She rather goes and spends her money going to the restaurants every day. And
what you do is you send her a bottle of REMAG lotion and tell her it's a very good body cream. And she'll get the magnesium that way. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. We've got to wrap up the hour.
Yep, very good.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, thank you, Carolyn. Great show. Everybody was highly inspired and encouraged by everything that you had to say, and I'm sure they're all feeling much better.
Yes, I was very inspired today.
Oh, yes, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ginny. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Bill. Great show, as usual.
Yes, thanks, everybody. Thank you.
You seem to know a lot, Phil.
You've been listening to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on AchieveRadio.com. Till next time, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
AchieveRadio.com.
Dad, don't bring that into the house. It's going to change the whole family structure. It's going to change the neighborhood. Already a bunch of people in the neighborhood have TV, and I can see the effects on my peers.
We'll continue after this.
I warned him it's going to create a separation, create a Berlin Wall in the family. It's going to make my sister become a different kind of person. It's going to make me become a different kind of person. I'll lose my interest in hockey. I'll get into drugs. Nobody needs all this when I'm a kid. I couldn't understand that.